I was a neighbor when the move people lived here before the police attack on their property and on them. And it was something that we did not appreciate because they came into our block under the pretext of caring for the children of those who had been jailed for Officer Ramp's murder in Powelton Village.
What did you think of the folks that moved? Were you friendly with them when they were?
Well, let me just tell you, okay. The move people came into the block. They moved into Louise James's house, who was the sister of John Africa, the leader of Move. They came in under the pretext of caring for the children of those who had been incarcerated as a result of the 1978 confrontation with Move and the police. Okay, then the city. Then Move. They were caring for the children, but then they started to erect a stage in front of their house. They started to board up the windows and doors. Okay, they started to espouse their philosophy. Okay, we felt that it was inappropriate to come on a residential block and with loudspeakers blaring all hours of the day and night to talk about what happened in Powelton Village. We sympathize with Move, but we did not sympathize with their decision to have their stage on Osage Avenue because it infringed on us who are living here. Okay, we did not want that to happen. Okay, so personally, I used to go over to the house every single day. Okay, because I had sustained an injury, I was off work, and so I had the wherewithal to go over every day and argue with them and argue to say, you have no right to come on to our block with loudspeakers talking about your philosophy. We're homeowners and we have a right to live in peace and tranquility on the block where we bought our homes. And they didn't understand that. And for that reason, we were in constant conflict with the Move members that were living in that house. They were nice people. I even had all of the Move men come over to my house one time, sat on my front steps with me. I said, come over and away from your comfort zone. And we talked, and they were very nice people, but we had differences on philosophy. And for that, you know, our heads butted, you know. So no, I did not want them to be here. And no, I did not agree with their decision to be here. But no, I did not want them to be murdered. I did not want their lives to be taken. I did not want them to be attacked. I was disappointed in the police. I was disappointed in the mayor. I was disappointed in everybody that supported the attack because violence has never, ever, ever been proven to be the way to resolve any issues.